you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, that it's a good day to be a consumer. It's a good week to be a consumer. We're hearing good, pretty healthy results on GDP, largely driven by household spending. I don't know where you guys are getting the money from. Joe and I both are thinking, yeah, what's funding this? Because those GDP growth numbers are in volume, not value. It's not because prices are higher. Is it credit? Is that how you're spending? And then, of course, another piece of good news being that we are seeing a cut of 92 cents per litre in 93 and 95 unleaded tonight, and 1 rand and 2 cents in diesel at midnight. Were you able to stave off filling up your petrol today? Let's find out a bit more about what the drivers of that were from Koketso Mano, who is standing by on the line. Koketso, thank you so much for joining us on Kaya Biz. How are you?
Thank you for having me, Rukile, and hello to everyone who's listening.
Absolutely. FNB Senior Economist Koketso Mano, what gave us this lovely reprieve?
Yeah, and I think it's good to mention that we've seen this cut, or fuel price cut coming through for the fourth consecutive month. It's broadly been driven by a stronger rand. So you would have seen the rand strengthening against when you compare it to the dollar. So that has been helpful in terms of, you know, a lot of these commodities are priced in dollars. So when you translate it to the rand, I mean, it has been positive that the rand has been a bit stronger. So from an imported price perspective, that has been something that's positive for South Africa. What we've also seen is lower oil prices. So over the past month, especially, we've seen prices, you know, settling below the $80 per barrel mark. So that has also supported our imported prices when you think about fuel.
And, you know, to what extent do we expect either of those to reverse? We're speaking a lot about macro policy internationally as well as locally, particularly on interest rates. But, you know, these two factors in particular have got very little to do with our local dynamics.
I guess let me start off with the oil price, which, yes, has very little to do with our local fundamentals. What's been happening there is on a global scale where we are seeing weaker economic activity. I think what's important to highlight here is that a lot of that is coming out of China, which is the largest importer of, you know, petrol and oil products. And so with that country really experiencing a bit of a slowdown, the recovery has not been very strong, or at least as strong as economists expected at the start of this year. And so that has been something that has been weighing on oil prices. But I guess there's the supply side as well, right? So we are seeing higher production, especially in the Americas. So that's something that's been weighing on prices. And I guess what we have seen of late is that we anticipated that, you know, geopolitical tensions in the Middle East might drive up oil prices, but we haven't really seen that. We think a lot of that is outweighed by the demand-supply fundamentals. We also have seen, you know, output disruptions from countries like Libya. And recently, as early as today, we heard that, you know, that supply might be coming back. So all of that means that the market is relatively tight, but the fundamentals here suggest that oil prices above $85 per barrel, above $90 per barrel, are probably behind us, at least for the remainder of this year. Yeah. Now, let's look at the rand, right? The rand, actually, the volatility, yes, is driven by factors outside of South Africa most of the time. But if you look at the trend, which I mentioned that we have seen a strengthening in the rand, especially since, you know, the second quarter of this year, we think that's mostly driven by local fundamentals, where we are seeing less political uncertainty. So that would be something that really supports the rand. When you look at the capital inflow data, right, you will see that we have seen stronger inflows into bonds. So there is that foreign participation in the local market. So that's also supportive of the rand. And I think in just general, there is this confidence and positivity towards SA, the reform agenda. So that's something that's been on a structural basis supporting the rand. But if you speak to the volatility, which is still there, especially with questions around how much is the Fed going to cut? When is the Fed going to cut? When is the South African Reserve Bank going to cut? So that's still going to add a bit of volatility in the market, but we get the sense that structurally the rand is more supported.
Okay, Koketso, now the tough part. Now that helps us understand the basic fuel price. Let's talk a little bit about the local factors that we do control. For example, talk to us a little bit about the slate levy and it coming through at 0 cents in the structure this particular month. Can you help us understand a little bit how that works in the petrol price structure?
So the slate levy is just basically a balancing mechanism, right? So you and I will purchase fuel on a daily basis. You know, the taxes, all the costs that are involved in actually procuring and supplying the fuel are adjusted with a lag. So that slate levy, just to make sure that balancing mechanism is, you know, funds are available to adjust for those sort of lags in the system where you and I could actually be paying more or less for the actual price that it costs, or the actual cost, rather, that it that is needed or drives what is actually taken into consideration from a supply side perspective. So that's just to make sure that the market is never really in deficit or anything like that. So when it's not adjusted, it means that whatever is in the slate levy account is sufficient to balance out all of those books that, you know, there is that lag between you and I purchasing every day and what it actually costs on a month-on-month basis. So that's the slate levy. It's usually not really a big mover when you think about the fuel price. I think a lot of us really tend to think about what's happening with the taxes and levies, what's happening with the retail and wholesale margins. Those don't tend to move as much as the slate levy, but those tend to contribute quite a bit more meaningfully to the total price at the pumps, right? So when you take out the basic fuel price, which is driven by oil market, the rand, and then you look at all the other costs that drive the price that you actually pay at the pump, the taxes and levies are about 30%. Your retail wholesale margins are about 15%. So those are the bigger cost drivers if you think about it.
Absolutely. Well done. So my next question is, one of the issues that was raised in this particular report from the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy is this increase in order to accommodate a wage increase for forecourt employees, about 5.3 cents a litre. Will this be annual only? So it will come into effect tomorrow, or is there a multi-year negotiation?
Right, so I probably still have to read a little bit more about that. I'm probably not in a best position to comment on that right now.
No problem. I mean, I love a forecourt employee. There's no one better than a guy at the petrol pump for me. So, but that 5.3 cents per litre might have been saved. That said, we all need to be able to accommodate the rising costs. Koketso, so appreciate your thorough explanation of our our relief and decrease in the fuel prices for this particular month. Looking forward to chatting to you again.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Koketso Mano is a senior FNB economist.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.